This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Midterm elections are just months away, and no matter what you hear, the truth is Democrats do have a strong chance of taking over the House of Representatives, if history is any guide. What does that mean? Well, in the short term, it means that Nancy Pelosi will get unfettered subpoena power. Maxine Waters is likely to be chairman of the Financial Services Committee. It will be a big deal. But more broadly, it means an ascendant Democratic Party, and not the party you grew up with, but a new and far more radical and far more intolerant version of that party. How radical? Well, last night we showed you the violence. Tonight we have exclusive new material, the product of our reporting. Just 2 weeks ago, progressive activists held a convention in New Orleans called Netroots Nation. Happens every year. Virtually every major Democrat running for president went. By the fast-evolving standards of the left, Netroots Nation is a mainstream gathering. It's not a fringe event. Well, this show sent an investigative team to Netroots Nation to find out what the Democratic Party is becoming. The very first thing we noticed is that socialism, long discredited by nearly a century of murder and suffering, is reemerging and moving toward the center of Democratic politics.
What I see is not a time for moderation. It's a time for progressives to double down on what we believe in.
The establishment is terrified of that word, socialism. But if we learned one thing from the Obama years, it's that Republicans are going to call us socialists no matter what we do.
Might as well give them real socialism. The crowd cheers. Just 10 years ago, Democrats nodded to the idea of border security. They said they were for it. Now, the very idea of immigration enforcement of any kind, of borders themselves, is considered repugnant on the left.
I happen to believe that an agency that has repeatedly, systematically, and violently committed human rights abuses cannot be reformed.
Just imagine, no wall. No wall in southern Arizona.
Disagree with that? Think open borders are a bad idea? You're not simply wrong in the eyes of the new left. You're immoral.
The Republicans will continue to practice the politics of division. They will keep right on attacking anyone who dares to stand up to the rich and the powerful.
Do you need to wait for Robert Mueller to tell you Trump is wildly corrupt?
We must defeat a Republican Party which has sold its soul to a Republican president without one.
President has no soul. Republicans are in the pocket of the rich, says the hedge fund private equity party. The president, of course, denounced as a racist, while actual race baiters like Maxine Waters, who once encouraged a race riot, were lauded as heroes.
Well, this is all, wow, I thought that we were going to hear the Maxine Waters bite, but, you know, so what do you make of this? I mean, this is the Democratic Party. This is what it's come down to. We've been saying for quite a while that it has been hijacked. And you wonder where, you know, what's happened with the Joe Manchins. They just have no place. They've been shotted down. And is it any wonder why the weaponization of a certain political idea and thought has taken place? I mean, they are so radicalized and, you know, so vehement about their position that they're willing to make you pay the price if you come up against them. There is a war on conservatism like maybe you never thought could ever happen. And that, you know, some of us think that as people talk about socialism, like as if this is viable. I mean, they really believe it. And the numbers within the Democratic Party are growing to where they're really embracing this. And they want to take America into a socialistic direction. I mean, we're already moving and we've already moved that way in some areas, you know, specifically. but it's it's coming to a theater real fast near you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. You know, I know when you hear sound bites like what you just heard, that came out of Tucker Carlson's show the other night, you think, well, you know, how is that possible? How could socialism overtake this great American experiment? But it's happening. I mean, and here we are at the point, as he said, and as others have suggested, we're kind of poo-pooing the possibilities of a blue wave, but, you consider tradition. What happens after the party that is in power and the first midterm? It's always a disaster. There's a kind of a I don't know if you want to call it a maybe a check on it or what. And it is surprising because when you look at the empirical evidence, you say, how can this happen? But that's set aside. It is the radicalization, the things that are going on, the recent wave of violence, as you pointed out, just one manifestation is how the left has changed and how it has changed the Democratic Party. This is not your father's Democratic Party by no means. And some of the things that are being suggested right now include, let's disarm law enforcement. Well, with us right now, leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books When Cops Kill and Blue News, tells us that... not a good idea here. Lance Larusso joins us right now. Lance, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to bring into perspective. I mean, because, we got law and order on one side, and now you've got, the Democrats, the radicalized Democrats right now, progressives, however you want to describe them. But they seem to be getting some dangerous momentum here. I mean, to the point that they come up with brilliant ideas like, oh, hey, let's disarm law enforcement.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing and brilliant is an interesting way to characterize it. Every once in a while this idea surfaces and it's born of just absolute ignorance. Law enforcement officers get involved in shootings. Well, if we take the shootings out of the hand, if they take the guns out of the hands of police, then there won't be as many shootings. Law enforcement officers overwhelmingly use deadly force lawfully and appropriately in the United States. And a study done by the New York Post said 75% of the times they shot people, and that was just under 1,000 people in 2015, the year that they studied. 75% of the time they were using deadly force to protect themselves or third parties. So if you take the firearms away from the police, all you're going to do is have more officers and more citizens who are subject to deadly threats without a response.
Exactly. Well, not only deadly threats, but deadly results, right?
Absolutely. Oh. You know, the notion that criminals are not dangerous and the law enforcement officers do not have a dangerous job dealing with people that, and in areas where most people that make these policies wouldn't go on a bet with all their doors locked, is just ludicrous. Mm-hmm. And they use England as an example of law enforcement officers that are not armed. That's just a fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement officers in England are armed.
Well, explain so people understand how they're presenting that they're not armed. Is there, you know, beat cops out there that, you know, only have a billy club or something? Or what?
Well, it's an interesting spin, and it is spin. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's relying on very old information. Law enforcement officers in England have always been armed because I met them in the early and mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with some law enforcement officers that came to the United States from different departments in England, and at any time, a third of their agency was authorized to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
And the traditional thought of the bobby who walked around without a firearm is a 60-year-old concept. There are armed police officers walking around every day in England.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them are armed, depending on their mission,
mm-hmm.
but they are armed.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're just, you know, like you say, just Bobby's walking the street, just keeping an eye, saying hi to everybody. I got to imagine, I mean, we're having this problem here in this country, as you know, Lance, you're well aware how many police officers are being, being attacked just out of nowhere anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And one other thing about England that's interesting, because the other thing that's used to lie with statistics is they say, well, guns are banned in England, so that's why cops don't carry guns. They do carry guns. Most of the injuries that happen to officers and most of the dangers there are either bombings or knife attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about injuries to law enforcement and ambushes on law enforcement, we reached a point that I've been involved in law enforcement one way or another for about 30 years. I never thought we'd see this. We have more officers, more than twice the number of officers shot and killed in the line of duty so far this year than we have killed in car wrecks.
Wow.
37 officers have been shot and killed, and as of February, more than 100 officers were actually shot in the line of duty and not killed. But we also normally have about 1 to 2 officers who are killed through a vehicular assault where a car was used as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're up to 5.
Wow. What's going on here, Lance?
We are letting violent, dangerous people out of prison. We are in a situation where people are encouraged to fight with police, and we are writing checks to people who fight with police, even when ultimately the officer is found to have done nothing wrong.
So we're rewarding all the wrong behavior in part.
Yeah, I mean, if you want an example of that, we have 17-year-olds fighting with school resource officers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, this is just absurd. You know, I was on CNN about 3 months ago, and I said, well, one of the common denominators with all these situations is people need to stop fighting with the police. When the police tell you you're under arrest, the only lawful response is for you to put your hands behind your back, get handcuffed, and go to jail. We have a system in this country where you can have a bond hearing, you can have a probable cause hearing, you can go to before a grand jury of people that don't even know you and don't know the situation. You can also have a trial by a jury of your peers. In addition, you have other things like stand your ground laws. There's so many ways you can be guaranteed your due process
mm-hmm.
that don't exist in other countries.
Exactly.
But yet people fight with the police.
Well, you know, this whole idea of fighting with the police is just insane. I mean, what has given rise to this, Lance? Are the police, because of this political correct, you know, country and mindset, are there been different rules of engagement now where police, I mean, police are in a position of authority. And, you know, at least when I was growing up and, you know, they called your attention, you gave them your attention. Nowadays, it's just like you got this attitude, this prevailing attitude that they're not to be respected. And as you say, you know, fighting with police, killing police, I mean, the lack of respect that's taken place, has there been a shift within law enforcement itself that has given way to this kind of attitude that says it's okay for citizens to be disrespectful and fight law enforcement?
Well, I think it's multifactorial. So if we start with one of the things that's happened, you know, I've talked to officers who policed during the 60s and 70s, and they never thought it would ever get that bad again.
Mm-hmm.
Where people were killing officers, ambushing officers, and really they're disturbed by it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is you do have situations where people are openly chanting, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want it now? So obviously that's encouraging violence, and we know that two New York City detectives who were shot and killed in their patrol car around Christmas a few years ago,
right.
That guy said he was motivated by the rhetoric. So I think that's a part of it. But I think we have seen situations where officers have been so concerned about being locked up for doing their jobs, like we saw in Baltimore, and those officers were eventually cleared. There may be a hesitation factor, but I can tell you that overwhelmingly they are dealing with a more violent society and a more violent subset of society when they make an arrest.
Exactly. We got to go to break. More from Lance LaRusso. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey,
the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A lot of political rhetoric because, well, it's the season. And part of that rhetoric is, hey, let's move to disarm law enforcement. One of those, I can't even say it's a good observation, wrong conclusion. It's a wrong conclusion. However you want to characterize that observation, as far as I'm concerned, and many of us see it as a breach of just common sense and the rule of law. And with us here to talk more about it and pick up our conversation is Lance LaRusso, a former law enforcement officer, a leading attorney, author of the books When Cops Kill and Blue News. But before we get on to that, Lance, give us an update on the books, whether you're making a lot of positive headway with the sale of your books.
Yeah, the books are doing very well. Blue News is the most recent book about law enforcement and media relations, and that came out last year. Mm-hmm. When Cops Kill has been out since December of 2012, and then Peacemaking is a fiction book that came out in 2016. We donate all the profits from the books. They're available at BlueLineLawyer.com or LanceLaRussoBooks.com or Amazon.com, and to date we've donated about $22,000 to law enforcement charities, so we're very proud of them.
That's awesome, that we've been able to, you know, get that kind of support. Now, Lance, you know, relevant to this issue of law and order, we've been talking about this for a number of years, how the trajectory of our country has moved away from the rule of law. And as we do, we've becoming increasingly lawless. I mean, to the point, look what happened in Chicago here recently. It's gotten so bad. People said, forget about the politics. We need Donald Trump down here to get this thing squared away.
And it's an interesting thing. And this is what happens when people lie with statistics. So you can stop the average person who watches a lot of the media and ask them about, is there an epidemic of law enforcement officers shooting unarmed black males? And they'll tell you yes. And it's just not true. You know, in that same study I was talking about from the New York Post that looked at 2015 statistics, officers shooting unarmed black males accounted for less than 4% of the shootings. And what we're seeing is people exploiting that to a point where they're actually trying to change the law. In California, you've heard about the change from a reasonable belief standard to a necessary standard. Well, the necessary standard allows the state or the prosecutors to look at information the officer did not have, information that the officer was not permitted or allowed to rely on because it just wasn't either available or looking at the case in a different light of day, literally, than the officer did, and then going back and saying, was the use of force, whatever it was, necessary, as opposed to, did the officer act on a reasonable belief?
At
that
time. That's
very critical for a couple of reasons, not the least of which, the reasonable belief standard is the standard in about over 40 states that I looked at. In addition, it stems from a United States Supreme Court case of Graham versus Connor and is in line with that opinion, where the Supreme Court said that you have to judge an officer from a reasonable officer on the scene, not a reasonable person, and you cannot review their actions in 20/20 hindsight from the safety of the judge's chambers.
Exactly.
That officers make split-second decisions in rapidly evolving circumstances. So what has been the reaction to that? Well, in California, they actually did what's called a gut and replace. They couldn't get the bill through the normal channels, so they took a bill that had made it through the normal channels, gutted it, and replaced it with the language of this new bill. In addition, now we see, I believe it's in San Jose, they're trying to ban foot chases or put a matrix in for an officer to look at a foot chase and say, what's the benefit to the public, what's the risk to me and the risk to the suspect if I chase this suspect on foot? And that had to do with the Stephon Clark shooting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I mean, you get to the point where, as some have said, you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out. And for California to do something, you know, to gut and replace something, you know, in order to I mean, they're relentless in trying to, you know, thrust their political philosophy, and at what risk? I mean, look at what's happened in some of these areas. I mean, and speaking of California with sanctuary cities, you know, their attitude not to support what we're doing at the federal level and allowing criminals to be released back into their communities. And, of course, the local communities are the ones that are up in arms about this, Lance, because they're going, hey, look, why don't you arrest the guy while he's there in jail as opposed to letting him come back to the community, now putting the entire community at risk. How does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't. And what happens, a lot of people, you know, they make examples out of one case, and what they fail to realize is some of the people that are being deported under these programs have clearly manifested themselves as being dangerous to society. In addition, you know, you don't even need to go to the sanctuary city argument. You can look at the governor signing a bill that banned sentence aggravators for possession of a firearm by the commission, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. I mean, and it's really interesting. We're seeing an effect on law enforcement nationwide. An NBC poll about a little over a year and a half ago said that there's a 90% shortage in recruiting nationwide. And I've said to people, if you don't like the current law enforcement environment, wait until the second string sets in when they have to lower standards. Mm-hmm. But in addition, the people that are really going to suffer from these further restrictions on law enforcement will be the public. If you set a standard that the only thing somebody has to do is run from a law enforcement officer and they know they won't chase them because of the policies and procedures in place, or they know they're not going to be armed, so there's no reason for them to stop doing whatever they're doing when they see the patrol car show up, the people that are going to suffer is the public.
Mm-hmm. You know, without a doubt. Well, Lance, we've got people, citizens here in this country who disrespect the law. And then you add to the mix these existential threats. They're no longer existential. They now live in a neighborhood near you. We've got radical Islamicists and jihadis being surveyed and being investigated in every state of the union. Now we've got our borders that are porous, people coming in, and somehow, I don't know how the Democrats figure that if somebody comes in illegally, that suddenly when they cross the border here to come into the United States, that they're going to behave themselves and obey the rule of law. I mean, it's a non sequitur, you know, from the get-go.
Well, the fallacy of the immigration argument is it presumes that every person who came to the United States illegally was escaping a harsh life but was an otherwise good person. And I have no doubt that there are some people who did that.
Mm-hmm.
But it presumes that every person who did that was an otherwise good person. And we know from facts, we've traced gang members, we've traced other people who have infiltrated the United States. I watched a briefing by the sheriff of Pueblo, Colorado, about illegal grow houses in California, in Colorado,
right,
that were being perpetrated by cartels from other countries. And the people that are growing it are illegal aliens who are growing the marijuana illegally. And it's
exactly.
Just funding a drug trade. So this notion that, enforcement of the law is a bad thing and labeling things as what they are as dangerous is ludicrous. And I'll give you an example. The Fort Hood shooter, I'm not even going to mention his name. The Fort Hood shooter was labeled as workplace violence. That is not workplace violence. He had an agenda and a mission, and the very same people who want crimes labeled a hate crime could not ignore exactly what his method and motivation was. We knew because he told us, and yet it was ignored.
Yeah. Well, it's like gut and replace, right? It's that kind of thinking. We'll just gut and replace it. We'll rewrite history, and we'll tell a different scenario as if... See, we got all these things that are coming at the rule of law. There's a war on everything that's decent and good in this country right now, and we the people need to be prepared to be activated and to push back on this. Lance Larusso, remind everybody real quick how they can be in touch with you and buy your books and, be on the winning side here.
Great. I appreciate that. The books are When Cops Kill and Blue News. They're available at BlueLineLawyer.com or LanceLarussoBooks.com, and they're also available on Amazon.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Italy say the death toll from the Italian highway bridge collapse yesterday has reached 39 and could still go higher. The chief of police in Genoa says they're still looking to identify the victims.
The most is Italians and some European victims, but we don't know exactly the nationality.
That is heard on NBC News. Over 30 vehicles plunging about 160 feet when a large portion of that 60-year-old bridge gave way without warning yesterday. The jury could be getting the case in a matter of hours in former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial. His defense team resting their case yesterday without calling any witnesses. Closing arguments are starting shortly. More flash flood warnings for New York and Pennsylvania as storms continue to soak the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. She is the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to be talking to you. You know, I want to remind everybody right off the bat here to go to the website, teaparty.org, because all this, you know, that we do, and I appreciate your faithfulness, Jenny Beth, to come on the show. It's about citizen activation, and this is what the Tea Party is all about, and I so support all that you're doing, because we need an activated citizenry. It has been increasing in activation, but we need to understand that the fight for the very heart and soul of this country, this constitutional republic, continues, and it is serious. And if you think not, just take a look at and listen to the rhetoric that has been tossed around, you know, this midterm election season that we're dealing with, right?
That's correct. And let me just, if you don't mind, I want to just make sure we get the website correct. It's teapartypatriots.org.
.org,
you
yes, okay.
You left out the Patriots.
Patriots, yes, sorry. Yes, teapartypatriots.org. Okay. But again, the rhetoric that's being tossed around here, I know some people are thinking, No, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, Democrats moving towards socialism and, you know, some of these ideas that they're coming up with. We just talked with Lance LaRusso and, you know, they're saying we need to disarm police. Like, that's a novel idea. And meanwhile, don't tell the people in Chicago that, because they're so fraught with fear that they're saying, hey, look, we need Donald Trump to come here.
That is correct. We have a president who is willing to address the really tough problems, not to use soft language that's been poll tested and dance around the issues, but really work to solve the problems. And I think that people in our own country and around the world are beginning to understand that about him.
Exactly. Well, one of the headlines at the TeaPartyPatriots.org website, and I know very little has been reported on this, and this has to do with a GOP activist investigating Hillary Clinton's lost emails. He's found dead. And it just, again, I know you're not shocked here, but this is one of those apparent suicides by, in this case, a black plastic bag. How does this happen?
Yeah, it just is, it's unbelievable how it happens. And yet these things continue to come out about the issues with Hillary Clinton. And the more that we see, and the more that we learn really about the investigation towards President Trump from Mueller and the special counsel, the more it seems that the entire investigation was triggered by an effort to prevent him from being impeached among people who work for the government.
Exactly. Well, you got the fruit of the poison tree and lots of fruit flying around here from this poison tree. And it all seems to be leading back to the Clinton campaign, does it not?
It does. And Glenn Simpson, who is the CEO of Fusion GPS and hired Christopher Steele to create the dossier that was used with unverifiable facts to get a FISA warrant against people who worked for the president's campaign.
Not just one, but what, three or four FISA? Because they had to renew it three or four times, didn't they?
That's correct. They had to renew it several times.
You see, and again, what was told when President Trump first brought this up, and Devin Nunes and other Republicans brought this up, that this document was used as a key to the FISA warrant. Boy, you got the big resistance coming back that was all a big lie and everything else. And now we're finding out, a year and a half later, it's more true than wrong. Is that right?
That's correct. One of the most interesting things that I find about this entire process is that things that seem so outrageous and outlandish and, oh, that could never happen, that the FBI would never, in the Department of Justice, would never get a FISA warrant without having actual proof or whatever else the people who are the talking heads on cable TV, the way that they talk about the things that we seem to go ahead and jump to the conclusion that these things are likely to be happening. The facts wind up coming out over time to support what we wanted. And most recently, we're learning that the Russian lawyer at the center of the Trump Tower meeting just happened to be a client of Fusion GPS.
Yeah, go figure this, huh?
Was hired to create that dossier.
The web of deception, huh? It is all over the place. And for you, Jenny Beth, especially for all that the Tea Party Patriots have gone through and other conservative groups, the weaponization of the of the IRS against you particularly and other conservative groups. I mean, when you start connecting all the dots and we talk about the deep state and it's like, our government is tyrannical. It has run amok here.
It really has, and there's been so little, just so little accountability for the deep state, whether it was the IRS or the spying of Cheryl Atkinson or Fast and Furious or when a former Attorney General Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. Nothing happened. It was a good thing for Congress to do, but it's essentially meaningless. He's raking in the big bucks right now and intends to run for office potentially.
Exactly. Well,
so
Jenny Beth,
no accountability.
You're right. Exactly. Well, you know, here we are, and it seems that the Mueller probe, I was thinking about this, has been languishing. It's like it's running out of gas. It's like the only thing they could hope for is that President Trump, you know, would sit down and talk with Bob Mueller. Other than that, it's like, what do you got? You got Manafort in a case right now in court dealing with something that has nothing to do with the campaign whatsoever. You've got Maxine Waters about ready to bust a vein because she just is so vehement about impeaching 45. It's like this thing has punched itself out. There's not a whole lot of there. And we seem to every day get closer and closer to a filleting of the deep state deception to where we can really understand how pervasive this is, the Clinton campaign, and let's throw in FBI interference. I mean, we're talking about Russian interference. How much domestic interference took place in 2016?
Well, I think that we see that there was a lot of domestic interference, and it was domestic interference that was paid for with our tax dollars, which is just absolutely horrifying to understand. And yet it happened. We can go back and look at Bruce Orr, whose wife was working for Fusion GPS. And after our government fired Christopher Steele, Bruce Orr continued to have conversations with him, continued to get information, knowing his wife was in touch with or the company that his wife worked for was creating the phony dossier with contact with Christopher Steele, continued to do that. That dossier was used for the FISA warrants. It just, the list of things that the Department of Justice, the intelligence agencies, and you almost want to use that word in quote air quotes,
right,
and the FBI were involved in it. It's disturbing, and it's no wonder that the president is so upset and calls for reopening the Hillary Clinton email scandal to find out if we can really have a fair and objective look into what happened to them.
You know, without a doubt. And of course, Peter Strzok finally fired, and you know, there was a collective scream like, it's about time.
Yes, exactly. It's about time. Finally, one person was fired. We need several more to go.
Well, as I say, I think we're getting close to where the curtain is really being pulled back on the deep state. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they're not going to go down easy. They've been around for a long time, and I think they're starting to see that they're going to fight for their very life here. They may think they're above the law, but Jenny Beth, you know, the power is in we the people, so we need to stay fortified. So be involved. Check out the website, teapartypatriots.org, and be an activated citizen. Jenny Beth Martin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth, as always.
Thank you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your healthcare, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Herson time. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, Mr. James. How we doing, buddy?
Doing okay, Bill. You know, and I'm worried that, you always say, back again, America. I don't want to hear you do your show where you say, back again in what used to be America. I don't want that.
What did you see, Dinesh D'Souza's movie over the weekend or something?
No, I haven't seen his movie yet.
You got to see it. Well, I'll tell you, it is, he's done a great job in presenting the history of our country and putting in perspective. I'm hoping the people who see it can see that it's not necessarily a Democrat or Republican conflict as much as it is an ideological conflict, because there are people on both sides that are against this great American experiment, and that has happened from day one. It just so happens that the Democrats have done a great job in taking their history, rewriting it, and it is amazing. It's as if the GOP is Velcroed or something, because whatever the Democrats don't like about their history, they throw it on the Republicans, and it sticks to them for some reason. And it's amazing, because there's no historical evidence to align and say, yeah, the Republicans were the party of the KKK, or the Republicans, were the party of Jim Crow, or, on down the line. I mean, it's just the exact opposite. And, Dinesh in this movie, Death of a Nation, which is kind of an interesting viewpoint, and you might appreciate the similarity to Birth of a Nation, which really gave rise to the KKK, was actually played in the White House back in those days. And, a Democratic president was in the White House at that time. So it's interesting looking back on the history of our country, and then also how he, kind of brings the similarity into perspective of one Abraham Lincoln and Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that there are parallels to that time. And as you point out, and there's been actually a lot of writing on that subject. I guess that we'll use your word. It's kind of the Velcro effect, where Democrats label the Republicans with what they have themselves have always stood for in history. Democrats stood for slavery. Democrats stood for segregationism. Democrats were involved with the Klan. Democrats have stood for, in favor of fascism. And today, of course, we have Democrats who accuse, always use the accusation, and that's what Antifa means, anti-fascist,
right,
of claiming that the right, people right of center, are fascist. And in the case of Donald Trump, who really doesn't fit perfectly within conservative or liberal, that's the only way they can counter this incredible track record that he's had for 2 years. And I think it's failing, though. I really do. But the problem is that we have almost unanimously the media, in terms of the conventional media, and the media in terms of the digital media, going against the people and going against President Trump.
Yeah, what the attacks on conservative interests has just been astounding, especially when you consider what's happening, as you say, social media-wise in the digital realm, whether it's Google, Facebook. I mean, Zuckerberg can come on the Hill and say, well, you know, we're really making strident steps to make sure that there's a balanced approach, and going, wait a minute, you've got, you know, it's birds of a feather flocking together. You've got progressives hiring, you know, they're not hiring conservatives, and it's pretty well known within the culture of the operation that you've got to think a certain way, just like you have to in the editorial rooms of newspapers across the country, in the broadcast booths across the country. You're dictated as to how you're supposed to think, and because you're rewarded if you are going along with the status quo and the majority thought there, you're the one that's going to get elevated and promoted. If you're a rebel and you think conservatively, well, you know, we see the long line of conservative talent in the unemployment line.
Well, in these companies, Facebook, Apple, Google, they're incredibly large, incredibly wealthy. They have monopoly, and they've lied to us, and they've proven, they have a track record where they've proven they cannot be trusted with our freedoms. And, you know, they started out, I mean, the whole Silicon Valley internet economy started out embracing libertarianism, and they, part of the reason that they achieved a certain amount of statutory protection is they said, look, we're a conduit. We are not publishers. We have users who put up the content, so we should not be treated like newspapers, which led to our representatives, the people's representatives, erecting shields, treating these then fragile startups to immunity from liability. And it very much like, you know, when we have exemptions, the antitrust provisions for sports, for baseball. We had shields that are statutorily erected to protect them and let them grow. And grow they did, Bill.
Yes, yeah.
And they've become so big, 70% of Americans get their news just from two places, Google and Facebook.
That's unbelievable. That's
when it comes to the way we communicate with each other, they have a stranglehold on it. Now, in one day, a provocateur who is deemed to be on the right, Alex Jones,
right,
had all of his stuff banished, like it's banished not just from Facebook, but from Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Apple, all in the same day. Now, are we supposed to believe that that's a coincidence?
Right.
That all happened on the same day?
Mm-hmm.
So what that is a first thrust against free speech. And even, you know, there have been some voices, I'm not the first person, but I think we need to re-examine. There's a thing, it's called Section 230. And Section 230 was actually in the Communications Decency Act back in the 90s, when there were things like CompuServe, Prodigy, mm-hmm. AOL, that's the way people went on their internet, and it was to protect the digital infrastructure and let them grow. But they've been irresponsible. They have not exercised their power, and I guess, you know, Lord Acton warned us, either with data or especially with free speech. We've had people, we'd have candidates for office had their privileges suspended on digital companies. We had Dennis Prager's Prager University have videos, benign videos, taken down. And yet, we have Louis Farrakhan, Antifa, the new Black Panthers, untouched.
Yes.
And we see these digital companies looking to the Southern Poverty Law Center for advice,
mm-hmm.
a far left-wing hate group. And so what we see is a tremendous danger to free expression, and I think we can take that shield that was statutorily erected by Congress and poke some holes in it. You know what, Bill? There already was one. This year, in April, President Trump signed some legislation that amended this Section 230 I'm talking about to fight sex trafficking and said that, you know, put some responsibility back on these internet companies. I think we have to do more of that, threaten more of that, because we cannot allow them, especially what we are 70-some days from midterm election.
From the midterm election, yes.
To gin up their censorship the way they've done.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've been talking and spending so much time and focus on the Russian meddling, but I've been insisting here, James, on this show, that they're not even looking at the domestic meddling that has taken place, whether it was the DNC, of course, the mainstream media, Facebook and that. I mean, it's almost like they've been given a license to have their way and to really meddle big time in the midterm elections. I mean, with them, you know, like as you say, blocking, you know, conservative messages, you know, taking down sites in this, whether it's Alex Jones or, you know, qualified candidates. I mean, you know, what's going to happen here? Is it going to have to erupt in some, you know, full course riot or something?
Oh, I think there are ways to tame, you know, the technology tiger, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to use our power. The Republican Party has to extend. I mean, it was a Republican candidate that got censored. It is messages that are of concern to the Republican Party that are getting classified as hate. And it's quite dangerous. And people have to understand, the First Amendment does not apply unless the government restrains speech. But these companies almost are like quasi-government.
Right.
So we can't argue the First Amendment. Dennis Prager already went to court, tried to do that. But what we have to do is we have two powerful tools. One of them is what I'm suggesting is to take down the shield.
We only got about 10 seconds here, James. Okay, go ahead.
And the other is antitrust law.
Break them
up.
Yep.
We have to.
That's what we have to do. Well, we have to leave it there. To be continued, James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue.
Simon Gus, it's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, creator.